Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. I cannot believe it is the 8th, 9th, and 10th. The kids are going back to school next week. You know, one of my fall fun things I'm going to do is I'm going to join a book club. So I know that Tombola Books and Book and Bottle all have book clubs. There's also a Books and Brews, a first Tuesday book club that starts at 6:30. It's hosted by Bay Borough Brewing Company. And I really love the idea of that. So I'm excited about that. And I'm going to definitely do some other Serenity things, perhaps some local crafts and other things that are going on. But I also plan on hearing a lot of music. And I want to encourage you to go on Monday night to the Hangar for the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Jam and the CJ's Backstage for the Tomcats Orchestra Jazz Jam here on Monday nights. It's almost sold out, folks. Aged and Distilled, a Historical Whiskey Journey at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. If you enjoy listening to Rui Farias do Historically St. Pete on our Monday lunchtime conversations, this is August 9th from 6 to 8. It's history in a bottle. Also coming up this weekend during Art Walk is Foodie Labs is doing their Art Walk comedy show 7 to 9. And that's always fun and good to do. Second Saturday Art Walk. Grand Central, the Deuces, the Edge. It's the best artsy party in Tampa Bay. They're open from 5 or 6 till 9, followed by a party at Floridorama. Also this weekend on the 9th, we've been talking a lot about this. It is incredible. The Writer's Room Showcase at the Palladium, featuring Rebecca Pulley, Dean Johansson, Josh Plummer, Jay Taylor, Cassie Jean Barbaresi, Doug Byrne, Scott Hunt, and Rich O'Donnell. That is going to start at doors open at 7. The show's at 8. Lots of things to do indoors this weekend at the museum. So Chihuly is showing Dan Alexander. The Museum of Fine Arts has wonderful exhibitions. The Dalí has the local murals. And in fact, the Shine Mural will be coming on again in October. The American Craft Museum has a number of things going on there as well. There is James Museum, music on Tuesdays, so many things going on. And of course, be sure to tune in to the Florida Folk Show Saturday on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7 FM with Pete Gallagher, Tim Valle, and Posse. They'll be showcasing musical guests and hosts, experts, and advocates talking about the environment. So much coming up. James Suggs, a tribute to Louis Armstrong on Friday, August 8th. I just heard from Brian Hughes that the band is crew is going to be playing with Gumbo Ortiz in September. The Motowners, an unforgettable evening of elegance and soul is coming up at the Palladium. And a little bit of comedy with Dean Napolitano, Nathan Wallace and friends. That's also coming up on August 29th. The Palladium just did the Road to Nowhere Talking Heads tribute. It was pretty darn amazing. On 8:15, Nathan Mitchell's having his all-white party and scholarship benefit. On the 16th, George Pennington's American Odyssey. On the 21st, a night of Tom Waits music with Dave Omlar and the Rain Dogs. We'll be doing an interview with them before the Palladium show. I see that on September 5th, Selwyn Birchwin's coming back. September 13th, Mishka, and so much more. Emily Arena is kicking it off soon. Ruth Eckert Hall, Capitol Theater, Government Mule on October 14th at Ruth Eckert Hall. So much going on there. Let me tell you a few things that are coming up. Capitol Theater, you should know podcast. That is on August 9th. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown at the 8 o'clock theater through the 17th. At the Opera House, the Royal Opera's Theodora will be shown at Sarasota Opera House. I'm going down there myself to go to the Selby Gardens, even though it's hot, and see a little fun. Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs are going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall doing a Tom Petty. The guitarist Campbell co-founded the Heartbreakers with Tom Petty, and he will be with his current group on the 13th. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters, that group was formed by the actor and Grammy recording engineer Jay DeAndre. That'll be at the Biltheimer Capitol Theater on the 15th of August. Classic Albums Live, David Bowie at Capitol Theater on the 17th, UB40 on the 21st at Bay Care Sound, Vincent Agala, Clearwater Jazz Holidays coming up now, October 19th through the 21st. The Clearwater Jazz Experience is showcasing Vincent Agala at the Palladium on the 22nd. Classic Album Live, Bob Marley will at the Capitol Theater on the 22nd. Astrophysical on the 24th at Bay Care Sound, Tyler Henry. Incredible. If you didn't see Netflix's Life After Death, he will be at Ruth Eckert Hall on the 26th. I've seen him at the Mahaffey. He's amazing. Creative Pinellas is opening a new show August 28th through November 2nd. Reclamado, our untold stories. We will have an interview with Margot Hammond this week in studio, and that will be airing next week. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the Baddest Show on Earth tour, comes to Ruth Eckert Hall. And again, Cynthia McRevo, September. Scott McCrory, September 4th at the Clearwater, Ruth Eckert Hall. Australian Pink Floyd on September 5th at Ruth Eckert Hall. And Michael Schenker, the guitar legend, at Capitol Theater, September 7th. Dream Theater, September 10th. And Lee Bryce at the Bay Care Sound in September. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey, we're going to be doing an interview with Good Peaches. That's coming up at the Mahaffey Theater, September 20th. There is so much going on. Let's see here. The Lost 80s, Flock of Seagulls, General Public, Big Country. That's August 12th. Howard Jones with Haircut. That's coming up September 6th. Cashmere featuring Jean Violette. Spirit of Led Zeppelin Live. That's September 21st at the Mahaffey. Benesse, 25 Years of Passion, September 26th. MasterChef All-Stars Live, for those of you who love cooking, coming up on October 4th. Air Supply, a 50th anniversary celebration. October 8th, Queen. The concert is going to be October 10th, 1964. The tribute, October 11th at the Mahaffey. The Basemont Yard Experience, October 19th at the Mahaffey. Cinderella, October 23rd. Randy Rainbow, Hilarious, Hilarious, October 24th. Sarah Millican, November 22nd. It goes on and on. Of course, for the holidays, Cirque Dreams Holidays, November 29th. And on December 7th, Sesame Street Live, John Mulaney, finally December 8th, all at the Mahaffey. Just an amazing season with more to come. So I've told you about the Jazz Jam coming up at Nash Keys every Wednesday, 6 to 9. Again, another Clearwater Jazz Holiday. October 16th through 19th is the Jazz Holiday. Tower of Power, R&R, featuring Rick Braun and Richard Elliott, Corey Wong and the War and Treaty, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, Lady Blackbird, Trampled by Turtles, St. Paul, and the Broken Bones, Coachman Park. Get your tickets now. So lots of great, incredible things to see. Central Park's Performing Arts, September 5th through the 14th. Beautiful, the Carole King musical. September 25th through the 28th, Honk. And October 12th, Sheena Easton, the one and only. October 16th, the Women of Rock Las Vegas. Don't miss Witchgrass Wednesdays, open bluegrass jam at the L and the Witch. November 21st through 23rd, yes, it is time for the Suncoast Jazz Festival. James Sugg, so many people, Nate Najjar, Professor Cunningham, Adrian Cunningham and his old school, Tuba Skinny, so much stuff going on. Wycliffe Gordon, Ken Poplowski, Diego Figueroa, Jason Marsalis, Dave Bennett Quartet, Tom Rigby and the Flambeaux, St. Louis Stompers, Chuck Redd, Florida Talent, the legendary John Lamb, James Suggs, Brian Hughes and the crew, Don Mopsik, Nate Najjar, Daniela Soledade, Heather Thorne, Eddie Metz, Carl Amundsen, Simon Lasky Trio, Theo Valentine, La Luca, Bob Price, Paul Wilborn, and Eugenie Bondurant, the Jazz Fool, the Al Downing All-Stars, Naples Jazz Society Band, and so much more. On August 9th, the Morian Center for the Clay will have an opening reception for Nina Samuels and Charles Morrison, Earth and Ocean Exhibition. It's on view until the 4th. On the 16th, Vintage Variety, a Vaudeville-inspired stage of Stradivaganza at Katherine Hickman Theater. And, of course, it is Gecko Month. Brenda McMahon is in studio with us. We'll hear all about this weekend's Gecko Crawl on the 9th, the 25th annual Gecko Fest on August 30th. It's the weirdest, wildest day of the year. September 6th, mark your calendars for another Saturday Shops Fun Jerk and Jam Festival. It's happening then. The Cupcake Contest, August 13th. You need to register now for your $25 box and join the great folks from the Morian at the Morian Center for Clay, August 23rd. Listen to June Bunch's little story that she does for us on the podcast. Click on podcast, go to RadioSt.Pete.com. So the Warehouse Arts District has an incredible exhibit coming up September 17th, The Unraveling, A Future Without USAID and Its Global Implications. They're premiering a thought-provoking exhibition that reflects their continued dedication to presenting timely and meaningful themes. There will be a lecture by Ali Saverson, September 17th, 5 to 7. Of course, you want to get to WADA, you can take the Star Trolley around during Art Walk. Please tune in to Stephen Riordan's podcast, Big Beautiful, Big Broadway Energy. He is talking with the playwright, written by Tina Esper, of Tight, which addresses aging for women. That will be August 14th. It's a terrific podcast. Also coming up at Studio at 620 this fall is Cadillac Crew, November 6th through the 16th. Black Male Joy, an art exhibition, September 13th through October 17th. And of course, Floridarama, always doing the neon summer and so much more. Florida Craft Art, Duck to Water, continues through the 30th of August. It's a curated exhibition with a regional and national artist and a fresh approach to contemporary crafts. A lot of fun. Of course, we still have a number of things coming in on the ins and outs at the Museum of Fine Arts, but there's a supper club series coming up and an after hours with Nina Yankowitz featuring a synth mixer. MFA is doing so many fun things. On September 14th at Katherine Hickman Theater, the one and only Mary Shelley, A Spark in the Darkness, a riveting one-woman performance by Nan Colton will happen. It's good to have her back in town. Please make your way to the St. Petersburg Museum of History. Grab a bite at the Perry. And at the Dolly, enjoy the Dolly Dome. It's the immersive show. At the James, you can still enjoy the animals. And on August 16th, Menagerie at the Museum, Animals and Art and Adventure, 10 to 3. And do catch Perseverance of One Woman's Journey West. So, for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Annette Wiser. Get out, have fun, aloha, until next time.